Tyler Gordon stayed on the physically unable to perform list when the Bears cut their roster to 53 on Sunday, per Josh Alper at Pro Football Talk, ruling the slot cornerback out for at least the first four games. Brad Biggs of the Chicago Tribune had written a week earlier that Gordon's chances of making the Week 1 roster were fading by the day. Sunday made it official. The same day, Chicago traded defensive tackle Gervin Dexter Sr. to the Falcons for cornerback Clark Phillips III and a 2027 fifth-round pick, per Patrick Finley at the Chicago Sun-Times, a deal Finley framed as prioritizing cornerback depth over a defensive lineman seeking an extension. Those are not two stories, with safety Kobe Bryant already facing a 4 to 6 month recovery from August knee surgery. The Bears entered cut day thin enough in the secondary to spend a starter up front on a corner and a pick. Ben Johnson on why Dexter was the price, per Finley. The consistency level is what we're still trying to get on a day-in, day-out, play-in, play-out perspective. The interior snaps fall to rookie sixth-round defensive tackle Jordan Vandenberg. He's a beast. He's still learning the game of football to a degree, Johnson said, per Finley. And the nickel job in Gordon's absence points at rookie cornerback Malik Muhammad, per Patrick K. Flowers at Bleacher Nation, with Johnson's endorsement. He's a competitor. He's answered that bell. The trade followed a scare at the top of the cornerback depth chart. Jalen Johnson left Thursday's joint practice with the Titans with an apparent right arm injury during 11-on-11 work and did not return to team drills, per Jordan J. Wilson at Heavy, citing Finley and CHGO's Adam Jans. Finley reported Johnson afterward doing rehab work in the end zone, a heavy ball, stretching bands, and a corner still went out, Terrell Smith, released despite a strong preseason finale, per Bears Wire's cut rundown. The tackle picture our last episode called Resolved got resolved harder. A week ago, Braxton Jones had taken the left tackle job back by getting healthy, with Jedrick Wills Jr. and Kieran Emigaji running right tackle with the second unit. Both are gone. Wills released, per Adam Schefter of ESPN, as relayed in A to Z Sports Tracker, and Emigaji, a former third-round pick, waived after two seasons, a cut the beat treated as a surprise, per Cole Noble at A to Z Sports. Theo Benedett, the backup beaten on consecutive plays in that Cincinnati two-minute drill, made the 53 as a reserve tackle. The rest of the ledger leaned young. Veteran defensive end Marcus Davenport was released while undrafted preseason standout Jamri Croma made the roster, per Noble, who counts 11 rookies on the initial 53, four of them undrafted free agents. Linebacker Jack Sanborn was cut. CHGO's Patrick Norton wrote his exclusion shouldn't come as a shock and suggested he may return through post-cutdown maneuvering, an expectation, not a signing. Receiver Scotty Miller, a seven-year veteran and Barrington native, was released, per Alan Rubenstein at Yardbarker. Salvin Ahmed was released as well, per Rubenstein, who also reports that Maurice Alexander, the team's preseason leader with 15 catches and 152 receiving yards, went out. Finley reports the 53 carries three quarterbacks, Caleb Williams, Tyson Bagent, Case Keenum, with Luther Burden III among the five receivers. On the injury side, per Alper, running back Britton Brown, concussed in the finale, linebacker Tony Fields, defensive back Jalon Jones and receiver Ray-Ray McLeod III went to injured reserve. Linebacker Sewell and defensive lineman Shamar Turner received reserve designations Pro Football Talk listed as physically unable to perform, and punter Torrey Taylor was activated. Our other open watch item, whether the protection problems Cincinnati exposed traveled home, got a split answer in Nashville. In Thursday's joint practice, Williams opened 9 of 11 with red zone touchdowns to Xavien Thomas and Cole Kmet, then struggled against Tennessee's front and closed the two-minute drill with an interception, a pass intended for Colston Loveland picked off by Tony Adams, per Noble. That is the same shape as the Cincinnati close. A takeaway late, Loveland the intended target both times. After the joint practice, Johnson decided Williams and most starters would sit the finale, per Finley. The finale belonged to the backup. The Bears beat the Titans 24-15 in Nashville on Saturday, August 29th, per Larry Mayer at the team's website. And Bagent, sidelined all of Cincinnati week by a hamstring, completed 16 of 17 passes for 208 yards and two touchdowns in the first half, opening with a 97-yard touchdown to Xavien Thomas on Chicago's first offensive play. Thomas finished with 5 catches for 140 yards. Roshon Johnson led the rushers with 15 carries for 52 yards and a touchdown. And Chroma and rookie defensive end Jaden Loving had back-to-back third-quarter sacks, per Lester A. Wiltfong Jr. at Windy City Gridiron, numbers that read differently with all of those names on the 53. The quietest delta may matter most. Burden returned to practice Wednesday, individual drills only, keeping him on track for week one, per Courtney Cronin at ESPN. Back in July, we previewed the Bears as a team priced like a fluke that isn't one. The core of last season's surge real, with the regression tax likelier to be paid out of depth than out of contention. A read our August 23rd episode moved from clean to complicated when the summer's worst starter film pointed at the core. Cut day split the difference. The depth tax came due exactly where July said it would, and steeply. The secondary lost Gordon for at least 4 games on top of Bryant's recovery, took an arm scare at cornerback 1, and cost the team a starting defensive tackle to patch. The core question didn't move. Williams produced the same turnover close line against Tennessee that he did against Cincinnati, and then the summer film stopped. The file stays where last week left it, defensible and not clean. What to watch next? Where the cut names land, practice squads could not form until 11 a.m. Central on Monday, and no signings were confirmed as of Monday morning, per Alyssa Barbieri at Bears Wire. The waiver wave and the squad are the next episode's job. Beyond that, the most important week one question in Chicago is Jalon Johnson's right arm when game week practice opens, and whether Burden graduates from individual drills to teamwork. We'll check back once the claims and the practice squads are in. Data via NFL Verse.